T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The question really is, has Folti done enough to earn himself a spot on the playoff rotation? We've got a poll question up that's asking that question right now on 92.9 The Game, at 92.9 The Game on Twitter. 64% say yes. 36% say no. So two-thirds of the voters right now are saying, yeah, they want to see Folti in the playoff rotation. Bryant Snitker was asked that same question last night, too.
I mean, it hadn't been consistent enough yet. You know, like, see him do that right there, like, you know, 3 or 4 times in a row would be good. But it was, like I say, that was really good. And, you know, he didn't have to throw 98 all the time. I mean, he was pitching, you know, he was hitting spots and changing speeds, and it was really good. He kept the ball down really well. You know, that was a really strong outing.
Was that Snit kind of saying, so what? Yeah, so what? He pitched good last night. Good. Let's see what he does in five days.
Dude, Snit, a little ornery lately, ain't he?
Yeah,
well, I like it.
I think he's got every right to be.
Yeah, I like it. He got some, you know, some, like, when he said about talking about not resting players, that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if they're tired.
It's so great.
So, yeah. Suck it up, buttercup.
Exactly right. Now, I do wonder, because their magic number is 10 right now, if they're able to accomplish that over the next week, to see the decision as to whether or not to get guys a little bit of rest before the playoffs. Yeah. There's obviously the argument, too, though. They're playing great.
They are.
Like, you don't want to interrupt that momentum at all. You want to ride this wave on into the playoffs. And look, that's going to be something that Snit has to deal with. Not today. That's going to be something that Snit has to deal with when they eventually clinch. The other thing that he's going to have to deal with is figuring out who is going to be in your starting rotation in the playoffs. And I really wish I knew what his philosophy was on that, because I think there's a couple different ways that he can go.
I still think it's too early, and I don't think he knows.
Right. No, I think that you're
honestly don't think he knows, because, you know, and we've been speculating about it for a while now. And you look at the teams that you're going to have to face, okay, possibly, okay. When you look at the Dodgers, you know who their guys are, mm-hmm. right? We look at the Cubbies, we're pretty sure who that guy's going to be. Brewers, pretty much.
Nationals, yes.
The Braves are pretty much the only one you don't know, right? And for some reason, I kind of like it. You know, I kind of like the fact that you're getting it, and then you talked about it, the competition part, because nobody wants to get left out
of there. Yeah, that's what I like about that.
Yeah, nobody.
Is it seems like they don't know either, because Snitker certainly hasn't given
He's making them earn it.
Right, and he hasn't given a clear indication. I mean, it sounds to me, just based on interviews I've heard from Snit, post-game comments, and some of his track record, if I had to bet today, if the Braves were starting a playoff series, I would bet Dallas Keuchel would be the game one starter.
Probably.
That's just my opinion based on what I've learned from Snit and heard him say here and there. But what I do like, Randy, and you nailed it, is the fact that he's not told anyone anything.
Right.
And these guys over the last 3 weeks are going out there trying to earn it. And everyone's been doing it.
They've been what?
Fried had his best start of his career last time he was out. Folti had his best start of the season last night.
Yeah. Best. I mean, it's been a lot of best lately when you talk about the pitch.
Except for Soroka, who has been the best all season.
He gives up home runs too much for me.
He's been the best all season. And that's what I mean by what's the philosophy going to be when the playoffs come around. Is it, because right there he said, I'd like to see him do it 3, 4, 5 times in a row with Folti. Well, you've seen Soroka do it all season, basically, except for the last couple times he's not quite been as sharp. Then you got Folti, who, if his whole season is being judged against him, there's not a chance in hell Folti's in the playoff rotation. But if you only take what he's done lately into account, then sure, he is. And I don't know. I don't know what Snit's going to do. Who's the hottest when the playoffs come around? Who have you gained the most trust in throughout the entire season? I don't know what the right thing to do is. That's going to be probably the biggest decision that Snit has to make when the playoffs get here.
Uh-huh.
But the good thing is, like you just said, Randy, everyone's basically been pitching their best recently, making that decision more difficult.
He probably don't even know.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, he's like, we'll just let this thing play out, guys, and, you know, we'll get it, you know, when it's time to get it. Because, again, there's no rush to get it done. There isn't. There is no reason to tell anybody or give any inkling of what's going to happen in the playoff, because, you know what? They're not in the playoffs yet, Andy. And I'm pretty sure that's how Snicker's looking at it.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not in there yet.
9.5 game lead in the division with 17 games left.
You know, Snick's like, we're not in there yet.
10 magic number is 10. Mm-hmm. And what, 19 out of the last 22 they've won.
Yeah.
And
he still isn't satisfied.
11 out of the last 12. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, like, I don't
think
he knows.
Nothing is guaranteed yet.
Which is funny. But I just said that.
You're in a pretty good spot, though.
Yeah, they aight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're a pretty solid spot, though.
Yeah, they aight.
Here's, like, the best.
Hold on. Do you think they want to catch the Dodgers?
Yeah, hell yeah, they do.
Do you think Snick's willing to not rest players to go get it?
I don't know if Snit cares as much about it as I feel like. If I'm a player on that team, yeah. I want to have the best record in the National League.
Right.
Now, I would like to make a statement to the Dodgers that, yeah, we tracked you guys down in September. You guys, what, the Dodgers had like an 8-game lead on the Braves just a couple of weeks ago. Well, the Braves, like we just said, have won 19 out of their last 22 games.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to be able to keep a lead on a team that's winning like that.
Yeah.
We've seen the Nationals try to track the Braves down and unable to do it. And then the Braves brought them in here this weekend and gave them the kill shot, taking 3 out of 4 against them.
Put foots in them.
No, I would think that if I'm a player on that team, if I'm Ronald Acuna, Josh Donaldson, one of these guys who's having a great year,
right.
Yeah, I want to cap it off by being the best team in the National League. Now, does Snit care about that? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he does.
But he might. You know, and what I mean by that is that's the reason why he won't rest his guys, because he wants it that bad.
Mm.
I mean, and it can go back to something that you said as far as, you know, they're playing so well right now, you don't want to maybe jeopardize the chemistry and, you know, and all that right there. Because I heard Hugh, when he was coming in, and he was talking about, you know, when he was with Philly, you know, and sometimes Andy would rest him right before the playoffs, and then you would get that little break, but then you would kind of lose your sharpness, your edge a little bit. Then you would kind of try to find it. And when you're trying to find that edge again, it could take you longer. Like, say, for instance, you might wait till the third quarter to find that edge.
Right. It's always that delicate balance of maintaining that playoff-type edge, but also wanting everyone to be physically healthy enough to play in the playoffs. So we'll see what they do. And if they clinch in the next week or so, then we'll really see what Brian Snicker cares about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.